Hello, we're coming up to holiday season, so please join me, Steve Ashley, on this week's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes to celebrate destinations, exotic and not so exotic. Lynn Larson and the Sanfilippo Wurlitzer in Barrington, Illinois, opened with an instrumental piece from 1955, Holiday in Rio, composed by an Argentinian, Tarek Tucci, who led RCA Victor's Latin unit in New York in the 1940s and had his own tango orchestra in the 1950s. In 1902, Amy Woodford Findon, while living in India with her husband, a brigadier and surgeon in the Indian Army, wrote the music to a suite of four Indian love lyrics by Lawrence Hope. The most famous of these, and still sung occasionally today, is the Kashmiri song, Pale Hands I Loved, and even without the lyrics, it's very moving. This is veteran silent movie organist Lee Irwin, and the Wurlitzer from the RKO Albee Theatre in Cincinnati, Ohio, at the time transplanted into the Emory Theatre in that city.
Thank you.
The Kashmiri Song, Lee Irwin at the Wurlitzer. One memorable trip I took with my wife was aboard a cruise liner from Singapore to Adelaide, and one of the stop-offs along the way was at Bali. It was a memorable day for all the wrong reasons, and one of the rare occasions when Pauline and I had a serious argument. We certainly weren't, as the next song goes, on the beach at Bali Bali. Here's Ron Rhodes with that novelty from 1936. The Wurlitzer in the Orpheum Theatre Phoenix, a major part of which came from the Radio City Roxy Theatre, later Centre Theatre in New York City, played by Ron Rhodes on his Arizona Star CD released in 2004. Back to South America with Dwight Thomas and the Wurlitzer in the long-lost Paramount Music Palace, Indianapolis, with the Al Dubin and Jimmy McHugh hit from 1939, South American Way. Thank you.
veil of moonlight on her lonely face. How pale the hands that held me in embrace. My sails tonight are filled with perfume of Shalimar, and temple bells will guide me to the shore, and then I'll hold her in my arms and love the way I loved before. And then I'll hold her in my arms and love the way I loved before. A little street in
San Francisco singer Dick Stewart and On a Little Street in Singapore, with a combo backing led by George Wright on the Richard Vaughan Studio Wurlitzer. That recording dates from 1956, some years before Vaughan sold the instrument to Bill Brown in Phoenix, the original owner of the Organstop pizza chain. Coming closer to home, a four-hour drive to be exact, Valencia was composed by Jose Padilla in 1924 and featured in a stage show in 1926 that included a young Jack Benny. It's written in Spanish march time and is still a favourite among pasodoble dancers here. Here's Reginald Fort's arrangement on the Wurlitzer of the Mosque Civic Center, Richmond, Virginia. Reginald Fort and Valentia from a Cook Laboratory's stereo album of 1956. A European destination that has kept its magic through the centuries is Vienna, and it's one city that I'd really like to visit, but as yet haven't. Most think immediately of Johann Strauss, both father and son, in connection with Vienna, but there were, of course, many other composers who wrote waltzes. One such was Rudolf Sierzynski, an Austrian composer with Polish ancestry. Don Baker recorded Rudolf's most famous composition, Vienna, City of My Dreams, on the Robert Morton in the Lauren Whitney Studio in Glendale, California. Vienna, City of My Dreams, composed in 1915 and played there by Don Baker in 1956. One song that really resonated with me in the 1970s was California, Here I Come, especially as I emigrated to Los Angeles in 1978. Pauline and I will shortly be back there, 40 years on, for a vacation and for the upcoming American Theatre Organ Society convention. Jerry Nagano played this arrangement for the 2016 convention in Cleveland, Ohio, on the Wurlitzer in the Civic Theatre, Akron. California, here I come indeed. It's going to be a great vacation, meeting up with a lot of old friends. Not to worry though, I'm recording plenty of shows for broadcast while we're away. You won't even notice that I'm gone. I hope that you've enjoyed this brief celebration of holiday destinations, and that you'll join Hot Pipes and me, Steve Ashley, at the same time next week. Bye for now. Thank you.